This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, December 26th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up in this week's edition of Legal Issues in the News, a closer look at getting gift cards for Christmas and a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana. But first, today's news. Officials say they'll resume the search today for a Central Illinois fisherman missing on Lake Shelbyville. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office says Jerry Lee Horton's boat was found Sunday. The 38-year-old Decatur man was last heard from Tuesday when he called his family to say the batteries on his cell phone and boat motor were both running low. Officials searched the lake for about 8 hours on Christmas Day. They say they've changed the focus of the search from a rescue to a recovery. Next week, the majority of Illinoisans will see their electric rates increase, some by as much as 55%. The organization created to stand up for consumers in such situations will also begin the new year with a big budget cut. Amanda Vinicky explains.
Unless it finds another source of money, the Citizen Utility Board's 2007 budget will see a 40% drop. For the past 7 years, CUB has received $1 million annually from a clean energy foundation created and funded by Commonwealth Edison. The foundation was required to by state law. But the terms of that deal are coming to an end, and so are the utility's payments to CUB. That means a big hit to CUB's budget, says Director David Collada.
You know, the worst case scenario is we have to cut back on the whole panoply of consumer advocacy services that we provide.
But Collada says he hopes it doesn't come to that. He says CUB has had limited success receiving alternative funding from other groups, and CUB's trying to diversify its accounts. Collada also points out that the bulk of CUB's budget comes from donations and membership dues. He says the group will continue to speak on behalf of consumers no matter what. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Officials say the $3.1 million renovation of the Macon County Jail should be completed by the end of January. The rehab project aimed to provide additional space for the cramped jail by renovating the former Bivens-Witten Juvenile Detention Center into a women's cell block. It also included upgrades to door locks and security cameras. The jail has hit record populations, topping 300 inmates in recent years, even though its listed capacity is 204. Sheriff Jerry Dawson says his office is already taking advantage of a new video visitation system. It requires fewer correctional officers to handle visiting hours. The sheriff says the county has spent about $12,000 a month during the renovations to house some defendants at the Piatt County Jail. Police in the southern Illinois community of Fairview Heights closed a movie theater last night after a fight broke out and a crowd of about 150 people mobbed the lobby. Police say no one was injured in the incident, but one juvenile was arrested and later released. Police did not know what triggered the fight. It was one of a rash of fights at movie theaters across the state last night. Chicago police say three fights erupted at city movie theaters within minutes of one another. The theaters were on the city's west and southwest sides. Chicago police spokesman Hector Alfaro says authorities don't believe the brawls are connected. Chicago's fire department says one person was transported to a local hospital in stable condition. The wife of a police officer killed on a bicycle ride to raise money for fallen comrades has taken up her husband's cause. Carolyn Dudley has gotten involved with the Indiana chapter of Concerns of Police Survivors since the death of her husband, Indiana State Police Sergeant Gary Dudley. The 51-year-old Dudley and former Lake County Police Chief Gary Martin died in August when a support van spun into them after it was hit by a box truck. Dudley and Martin were among a group of 10 bicyclists in the middle of an 1,100-mile ride to raise money for the COPS charity. Carolyn Dudley has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the trucking company, Town Air Freight. Her company says if she wins, she hopes to use some of the money to supplement COPS' endowment and create a college scholarship fund in her husband's name. A study of materialism among young people says more than advertising is to blame for their affection for certain material items. University of Illinois marketing professor Lan Chaplin co-authored the analysis by looking at the value that kids between the ages of 8 and 13 place on items like sportswear and video games. Chaplin says younger kids don't see these things as having an intrinsic value that allows them to fit in with others their age. But she says such values tend to increase in later years for some.
If they don't feel good about themselves, then they're not going to question some of, you know, whatever the ads say. If you want to be cool, then you need our product. You know, they're not going to question that if they feel good about themselves. So then if the ads are out there, children who have higher self-esteem are more likely to be able to just kind of question those and think critically about what's being put out there for them to take in.
Chaplin says 12- and 13-year-olds go through changes in the body and are more concerned with learning more about other people and others' impressions of them. She says parents should spend more time discussing these issues with kids, allowing them to realize that what they say matters and that they can think critically. Chaplin's study appears in an upcoming issue of the Journal of Consumer Research. For the latest newscast online, go to wyol.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. It's highly likely that sometime this month you've received or will receive a gift certificate or gift card. As commentator Amy Guida explains, you'd better read the fine print or the gift card might be the only thing you're left with. Here's this week's edition of Legal Issues in the News.
Today's a really good day to relate the tale of the gift card gone broke. My son received a gift card as a present for Christmas a few years back. He spent part of the money and kept the gift card with the remaining money on it in his wallet. We rarely shop at that particular store, but some months later we did. We stopped by a customer service desk first to find out just how much was left on the gift card. The answer was zero, as in nothing. Sorry, the clerk informed us, but the gift card and the money on it had wasted away due to non-use. Unbeknownst to us, the store had charged my son some sort of fee each month he didn't use the card, and soon something short of $25 wasted away into nothingness. I know. That information about a service charge was probably someplace on the card or in the information that came with the card. But my husband and I are both lawyers, and not only did we not see it, we didn't expect that a kid's gift card could possibly lose all of its value over a period of a few months. Turns out that we're not alone in our obliviousness. Others must have complained way before we did, because some legislatures across the country have passed laws to try to get gift card issuers to become more accommodating. Illinois law, for example, mandates that gift certificates and gift cards that come with fees also come with clear and conspicuous language about those fees, including fees triggered by card inactivity. California makes it unlawful to sell a gift certificate or gift card with an expiration date or a service fee for dormancy, except under very limited circumstances, like a gift card with a value of $5 or less. But it's clear that this is an issue of consumer versus company, and so far at least, the companies appear to be winning when they go to court. Most cases brought by gift card giftees have just about as much oomph as their expired gift cards. One court found a gift card to be a bank product and therefore not subject to state gift card laws. Another sided with a store against a man who lost three small gift certificates, found them, and tried to use them 3 years later. The deeply ironic thing is that the courts note that the decisions seem to constitute an unfair windfall to retailers, and that both the unwary consumer and the unknowing gift giver deserve some sort of protection. Given those outcomes, consumer agencies recommend that we become aware about the restrictions on any gift cards we've been gifted this year so that they don't waste away. So today's a good day to relate the tale of the gift card gone bad. A Consumer Reports survey says that 23 million of us are waiting to spend gift cards we received during the holidays last year, as in December of 2005. That's $972 million that could be wasting or even wasted away, all from 12 months ago. I'm Amy Guida.
Amy Guida is an assistant professor of journalism and law at the University of Illinois. And the forecast for East Central Illinois, expect mostly cloudy skies today with a high around 39 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, some fog is possible, the low 25. Westerly winds up to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, mild, the high around 45. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, December 26th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.